Love is on its way along with help. You may join us at 888-553-7536, the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, your opportunity to get to the bottom of the facts, everything you need to know about whatever malady is bothering you or somebody you care about. Feel free to share your situation. Help yourself. Again, the toll-free line, it's available now, 888-55-DRKEN. We've handled a lot of problems. Interesting, as we always say, there is a theme that develops out of the first few callers sometimes, and anxiety and depression seem to be something that is a problem for people. And you know what, Ken, it really is amazing. It seems to get younger. I remember when I had my anxiety and depression was when I first got married, and people always laugh about that, but it was. And I remember it manifested itself the worst it ever manifested. I was 23 years old. I was driving along the Connecticut Turnpike. I was working for my father on the time at that time on my way to see a client. And as I was coming into New Haven, I couldn't breathe. My throat almost closed. I looked in the mirror. I could see the
doom
the
is on
veins.
The way. The end is on the way.
Yeah, and so I pulled off the highway, and there in front of me was a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the hospital, and I saw a doctor, and he put me on a table. He looked at me after about 19 seconds and said, "So far, I've seen 24 people just like you today." I looked there. I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You're having an anxiety attack. What's going on in your life?" I said, "Well, I just got married. I have a business. I'm not sure I know what's going on in my life." And he said, "When it happens again, stick a bag over your head and breathe deeply." And I thought he was kidding, but he wasn't. There are those doctors that say that there's something about when you breathe, however you're breathing, whatever is going on, the quickness of your breath, there's too much carbon monoxide, I guess, because dioxide would kill you.
Well, actually, what happens is when you get anxious, you hyperventilate. You start breathing very rapidly, and you blow off the carbon dioxide. And that doesn't help the situation. You put a bag over your head, hopefully not too tight.
No.
You just rebreathe the carbon dioxide, and it will slow down your breathing. One way also is just be aware of it and watch your breathing. Don't let your breathing get too rapid.
Right, but it's something going on in your head. You got to deal with
right.
What's
often
going
it's
on
chemical
in your life.
And it's out of your control.
Yeah.
And when it gets so bad, that is a remedy that we as doctors use.
But calming yourself down, the same thought pattern over and over and over again can be fixed by your interrupting the thought pattern. It's just learning. One of the things I've learned as an adult is to think your way through what's going on, and to speak to if you have a belief in a higher power. That works, frankly. It worked for me. I've sort of worked my way out of it. We all have very tough times in our lives. Most of who doesn't
Doug,
when you
just
become anxious?
Yes, you just mentioned a technique, very helpful, called thought stopping.
Yeah.
And what you do when you have these anxious moments that create a lot of stress, just in your mind, say stop.
Yeah.
And often if you just think the word picture
stop
on the screen in your mind in big letters, stop.
Yep.
That'll often break the cycle.
Mm-hmm. Or think about something that you love, something that's important to
your
you.
Happy
something,
place.
Yeah, exactly. Go
it's
there.
It's called thought stopping. It really does work for many
sure
people.
Sure does. And that's, by the way, an Uri Geller method. Uri and I are great friends. I don't know if, Ken, you've ever talked about
him. Oh, yes.
He has, with his mind meditation stuff, you basically use the same thing that Ken's just talking about. Use your head as a television set. Put in there what you want to envision, and it certainly is you in prime health and well-being, and figure out how to get yourself out of where you're. I know it's easier said than done, but it can be done. People say, "Oh, I can't do that." Yes, you can. You most certainly can. Do you want to? That, it's not you can't. Do you want to? And people say, "Oh, yeah, I got to get out of this." Some people are their own worst enemy, and they revisit the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again, and there is a certain amount of that victim business that psychologically gets beaten into you by maybe it's your genetic makeup.
Doug, can I add, you're mentioning some proven alternative methods for panic attacks, And these relaxation methods are so good. Deep, you know, practicing deep breathing where you slow it down, yoga, meditation, relaxation techniques. But there is a nutritional supplement, inositol, which has been shown to be helpful also. You may want to talk to your doctors about it. It influences the action of serotonin, as Doug was talking about earlier.
Serotonin is a great way of balancing the chemical in your brain. Speaking of genetics, there's a story this week about infidelity and whether or not that's a genetic. We wonder, is that a medical? It's sort of a, this thing has a number, a myriad of applications, Ken.
Yes, Doug, I'd love to know how much of this gene you have. This, it may explain a lot of things.
I don't know whether I have a infidelity, is it? I just don't like being with the same person for too long.
Well, we should check.
That's part of this, yeah.
We're not making this up. This is out of a very reputable journal. It's called PLOS-1. And what's happening is there are genes associated with sensation-seeking behaviors such as drinking alcohol or gambling. This has been proven. But these same genes seem to be associated with sexual promiscuity and infidelity. And I don't want people using this as an excuse because
Are you suggesting that I'm promiscuous?
Well, let me give you the facts.
Okay.
Just the facts.
See if they fit.
And I'm not. I don't want this to be used as an excuse because I'm a great believer. You listen to me about taking responsibility here. But in this study, people with the genetic variation of a gene called DRD4, and the variation is called the 7R+, I don't want to get too technical, they were more likely to commit infidelity or be promiscuous. 50% of the people with the 7R+ reported being unfaithful.
So how would you know if you had it?
Compared to 22% of the people who did not have this genetic variation. A blood test. And
really?
Yes,
and then what? So afterwards, what do? You have to add some supplementation to change your blood if you want
to. No, you just have to. You have to, be aware of this.
Knowledge is power.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of that, 888-553-7536. Mary, I have another problem, and it's my foot, and it's not because I stuck it in my mouth. Mary, hi. Although I've done that on occasion too.
Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
I agree with Rhonda. I think you probably had a touch of food poisoning.
Thank you, Mary.
Doug's foot, with all the bones in the foot, there's...
For those of you who are just joining us, I was talking to Ken earlier about a feeling I have on the second bone from up from my small toe that's very, very sore. It kept me from walking normally yesterday. And so we were trying to diagnose it to see if there is something that's easily fixed. All right, Mary.
And a lot of times, excuse me, as we get older.
Excuse me, yes, you're excuse me.
Our bones get brittle, and my girlfriend just broke the pubic bone.
Ooh.
She did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I didn't do anything. I was walking.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
So I think you need an x-ray to find out if that bone...
Mary, you and I are holding hands. That was my first
Mary,
suggestion.
Are you available for therapy afterwards? Can you handle a little therapy with me?
Are you a nurse, Mary?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
What have you done for a living?
Public relations.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, maybe I could use your help there.
I think you do pretty good.
I'm trying to do well.
Palm Desert's a place you'd like to be, Doug.
Palm Desert's not a bad place to be. I'll be driving through there in a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact.
Palm Desert's wonderful.
Yeah.
This is a nice area to be in. Really
it's a dry
is.
And
it could
warm.
Be a lot worse.
Fix
yeah,
up these problems with my feet. All right. So, do you have any problems?
Well, actually, I do.
No problem.
They can't figure out. I'm losing blood internally.
Yes, Mary.
I've had 8 blood transfusions since January.
Uh-huh.
And they cannot figure out where the blood... I've had every test you can imagine.
Mary, you have what we call low red blood cell count, anemia, and this is another theme today.
Oh, I'm very anemic.
Yes, yes. And you said you're losing it, but when you're anemic with a low red blood cell count, which makes you pale, makes you feel fatigued, weak, are you sure you're making it? Because you have to figure this out if you're not making it, or
well,
are you
I'm
losing
not
it?
At this point, at this point, I'm not making it either.
Okay, so I'm sure that they look for blood loss. In a woman your age, the first places I'd be looking is in the stomach and intestinal tract.
Yeah, I've had those.
Yes, from top to bottom, you were had the scopes down.
Oh, yeah.
And then the female organs, they've looked there.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not losing it there. You haven't had unusual bleeding at your age. Suddenly you're having periods, are you?
Nope.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. And then the other thing is, you know, all the causes of why you're not making it. There's a lot of reasons. You're iron deficient, you're B12 or folic acid deficient, you have a low thyroid, or you just have a bone marrow issue. I think it's time for you to get to the hematologist. They may need to do it.
I'm seeing a hematologist.
Okay. And do you have any kidney problems? There's a hormone made in the kidney which stimulates the bone marrow?
So far, everything in the kidneys has been okay.
And you're not breaking up your cells. There's something called hemolysis where, for many reasons, the body starts attacking the red blood cells and breaks them.
That's not something I've been made aware of.
The hematologist is the detective here. If they can't figure it out by what I've just suggested as a last resort, they'll do a bone marrow biopsy. They'll take a sample from your hip, mm-hmm. and they'll look at it under the microscope, and that will usually figure it out.
Well, actually, I think that's what they're going to do. They'll probably set that up this coming week. Is that a very painful?
Well, is that it's all compared to what? I mean, it depends. Make sure you're not the first person who's ever doing it. Okay.
True.
Ask the person who's. I'm telling you from personal experience. I feel bad as an intern, the first person that I did this to. I did the best I could, but as I got a lot older and more experienced, the patients enjoyed it a lot more.
There you go, Mary. Thank you, and thanks for the help. Nice to hear from you. 888-553-7536. If you want me to say, there you go, you have to call first and get Dr. Ken's input. 19 after on Good Day Weekend.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronos on Good Day Weekend.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and Allstate M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
888-55 Dr. Ken. Come join myself, Dr. Ken, and Doug. We're answering all your health care questions from head to toe. We have a little time left. If you wait, I promise you won't get in. I'll use my over 30 years of experience in health and medicine, answer any of your questions, your spouse, your kids, your parents. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll free from anywhere in America. I've been in practice in the Orlando area, trained internist, trained medical scientist. I've been practicing cardiology spokesperson for the American Heart Association, but I can answer questions from head to toe as I've been in medicine and initially trained as an internist and seek problems from head to toe, all ages. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I really try to take the best of evidence-based medicine where there's good studies showing what to do, but I don't only stay with the traditional. I stay with the blended, go from the alternative field where it's maybe is more natural, but there's good evidence showing that it's safe and effective. So we use the best of all worlds here to help you get to the next step.
All righty. 888-553-7536. Let's get to the next level is Wendy, apparently, in Lake Havasu City, where I will be 2 weeks from today. Wendy, you can come down. I'll go to the Denny's and we'll have breakfast. How's that for a deal?
Sounds good.
All right, what do you think? What's going on with you?
Oh, actually, I know what's wrong with Doug's foot.
Go, Dr. Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy. What's working with my foot?
You have a Morton's neuroma.
Didn't Ken ask me about that before? Didn't that come up, Ken?
Yes, that did come up, and
I described
to him a Morton's neuroma. Maybe we were off the air, Doug.
I may have been. So what is it from the two of you? Describe it, so let's see.
How do you know about Morton's neuroma, Wendy?
Oh, boy, because I'm going through a Joplin's neuroma right now.
What the heck is a Joplin's neuroma?
Yes.
What's that, Ken?
A Joplin's neuroma.
Yeah, that's just over at the second digit instead of the third and fourth.
On the second digit. It's the second one.
Well, yours is actually called third and fourth because it's over.
Well, which way do you measure, from the left or the right, the big toe to the small toe or the small toe to the big toe?
I think what they're telling me, the doctors, your toe is, big toe is number one, and then
correct.
You go down.
So I'm on toe. This is number four.
Right.
And what happens with you? What's going on with you?
Mine's over at number two, and it's the nerve on top. That's because... Like you're thinking that it's bones.
It's thickening of the nerve tissue between the toes, Doug.
Caused by?
Oh, there are a number of things. Flat feet, bunions.
Very bad flat feet.
Hammer toes, high foot arches. And and most people don't know.
Yeah, so what makes it go away?
And it's more common in women, actually.
I haven't been in touch with my feminine side.
Well, non-surgical treatment is used first. You know, they pad it, they tape it, they use shoe inserts. This is all the podiatrist. They advise using footwear with a wider toe box. They can use anti-inflammatory medicines by mouth if they can inject it into the air, nerve-blocking medicines, painkillers, and physical therapy.
Nerve block doesn't fix it. It just masks it. Don't do that.
Physical therapy, padding, actually changing the shoe is very effective.
Really?
And sometimes the non-surgical treatments don't work, and it actually needs to be removed surgically. And that's successful about 85% of the time.
But what is there some... A supplement that I can take that'll it sounds like just lessening the swelling would be an important way of.
You just want to. The way to prevent this is to avoid ill-fitting shoes and wear shoes with a wider toe box.
Yeah, I have very flat feet. All right. So, Wendy, how did the doctor tell you to fix your problem?
Well, to get me out of the pain the second time it happened, I had to have an injection of cortisone.
Yeah.
And then.
But that doesn't fix it. It just covers it up.
Correct.
Yeah. And I've had one more attack since then.
Really?
These are really, really painful.
Yeah, this is painful.
What you hope with that is that you won't have to operate, which is an ultimate solution. But this is all prevention.
Yeah.
Right.
So we got to do better with our feet, Wendy. We need foot massages. That's the idea. I'll give you one if you'll give me one.
Right.
How's that for a deal?
Oh, he said every once in a while put ice on it.
Ice on it. Okay, yeah, that does make a whole lot of sense. You always wonder whether to put heat on it or whether to put ice on it. But ice, you say, works. Okay, well, thank you for the help and good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. 888-553-7536. As Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on your side, at your service here on Good Day Weekend.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-832-1177. That's 1-800-832-1177. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. Call 1-800-832-1177.
888-553-7536. More of your calls coming right up here.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Hit the send button. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. His blog is there as well. Medical information for everyone to share that is of practical value for everyone. That's the story with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to deal with your medical questions, people that you care about. A lot of news this week. One of the good items, Ken, the fact that regular walking may slow the decline if you have the propensity, thank you, Michael, to get Alzheimer's. This might cut the, do a lot of walking, cut the risk, huh?
Great news. And this is the biggest concern in my office, greater than a heart attack. I told you that this week.
Right.
This is out of the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America. Walking just 6 miles a week can protect against dementia. This can also help for people who have mild cognitive impairment, those who are getting into middle age. You know what I'm talking about. When you just aren't as quick or sharp as you were, you can just forget names a little something. Mild cognitive impairment, walking a similar amount can slow this down and even prevent it. So talk to your doctors about exercise programs if you haven't lately. But really, walking is so healthy. It's wonderful. It keeps the brain from atrophying.
There you go. Other good news. Your lifestyle may be the key to preventing a stroke. What's the correct lifestyle choice for that, other than the obvious, Ken?
This is out of the American Heart Association. Stroke risk can be 80% lower for those with the right lifestyle, and this includes obvious things, not smoking, maintaining a healthy weight, exercising, eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This has the biggest impact on preventing a stroke, and also know your numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight. All of these should be within normal limits.
Now, other items good to know, excuse me, back to Alzheimer's a moment. There is a piece of this puzzle in terms of the genetics, or what is the thing that's been identified this week as either risk factor or a prevention factor.
Well, a piece of the puzzle in Alzheimer's disease has been identified. And what it seems like is that Alzheimer's is also related to the same process that's occurring in the circulation in the heart. There's a chemical called nitrous oxide, which actually is very important to keep the blood vessels in the heart nice and relaxing so they don't get tight, the pressures don't go up, and the plaquing doesn't occur. Seems like this exact same process occurs in the brain, and this is probably why exercise is so important for keeping the circulation, keeping the Alzheimer's dementia away, because one of the best ways to get that nitrous oxide up in the circulation is by walking.
Here's some other good news. There's an actor named Johan Hiester, who is 106 years old. We saw a picture of him. He has spent most of his 90-year career involved in entertainment, movies, et cetera, German, 106 years old. This week he announced that, because his birthday is this week, he'll be 107. He's married to a woman who's 61, and he quit smoking 3 weeks ago. He has smoked all of his life and decided at 106 that he was
going to... What made him stop?
Huh? All right, let's talk to this fellow who is from Vero Beach, Florida, a young man. We were talking earlier about marijuana and smoking marijuana, whether it suppresses your immune system or not. Corey wants to tell us he's a hell of a man. All right, Corey, go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I've been smoking marijuana since I was 8 years old.
8 years old? How did you get exposed to it at eight?
I used to play in the woods a lot, and I found a couple plants in the woods. And
at eight? You knew what it was at eight?
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
I'm 22 now. I quit about a year ago. I wanted to become a truck driver, but I quit 5 years prior to that. I haven't been sick in 5 years.
Corey, you know, Corey, how do you think your mind works? Do you think it? Are you challenged by how effective it is? Do you think as well as you'd like to? Do you remember as much as you would like to?
Well, I have a good memory. I detailed yachts for 3 years. I used to smoke marijuana while I was working. I smoked about 10 joints throughout my 8-hour workday. And out of the 3 years, I used to work.
Boy, I'm glad I don't own a yacht.
Well, I only had one complaint out of the 3 years I detailed.
Well, how's your breathing? You cough, you're short of breath. How do your lungs work?
I run 4 miles a day.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, Corey, you know, youth is a wonderful thing because we are much stronger physically and medically when we're young, and we can usually attack ourselves when we're young, and we heal a lot better. You're 22. You're going to heal much better than Doug and I, but this stuff catches up with you. I wish you're in Vero Beach. I'm in Mount Dora. I wish you could spend a day with me and ask how many of the people I see in a heart doctor's office, how many of them regret the lifestyle they had when they were in their 20s and wish they could go back in time, and they're paying the price right now. So I don't want to be your dad. I don't want to give you a lecture. But, you know, if you'd like to spend a day with us and see what's going on, gladly.
All right, Corey, there's your invitation. Go over and see Dr. Ken. You can call his office, 800 Lake Cardio, I think probably it would
and
be.
And I don't have a yacht that needs detailing.
No.
There's no hidden agenda here.
An old car, you can clean that up
no
for
No hidden agenda.
888-553-7536. Stephen next from Rapid City, South Dakota. Hi, Stephen. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. A couple years ago, I started having a problem with my bowels, you know?
Yes.
And I went to the doctor, and they couldn't do nothing. And then it got bad enough, I went to the emergency room, and they ran a bunch of tests.
Well, what's going on with you? What was it that was bad, and why are they testing you?
Is this constipation, or did you see an abnormal...
pooping blood.
All right, and not to be too vulgar, what color is it? Is it dark, maroon or black, or is it bright red?
It's bright red on the outside and, like, darker in the middle. And I mean, it's dripping out of me.
It's dripping out of you. Okay? Because usually, although it's not 100%, when it's bright red, it's from the lower part of the bowel. When it's dark, maroon or black, it's from the upper, the esophagus, the feeding tube, or the stomach. But this is dripping out of you. You need to get this obviously examined because before you know it, you're going to be so weak and dizzy, you're going to be falling over. And if you're not already pretty anemic and fighting this, because I can hear it in your voice, Steve, that you're a fighter and you have been fighting this for a while. I bet you are anemic. But have they done any tests? You know, have they done a colonoscopy, look from below and see whether what's going on? Are you a drinker?
Yeah, I drink.
Okay, because, you know, how'd I guess? You could be having an ulcer in your stomach. Usually it's a little darker, but active bleeding from the stomach definitely could cause bright red blood. That could be the problem. You could have what's called a variceal. If you've been drinking a long time, you get cirrhosis. It increases the pressure in the circulation in the gut. These varices will bleed and can cause bright red blood. The other thing, you might have something going on in the colon. You could have some inflammatory bowel. You could have simple hemorrhoids right at the surface. A lot of things could be causing this. Steve, you need to get to a GI doctor so they can check and make sure that your upper GI, your esophagus and stomach are okay. They'll put a tube down your throat. They'll also probably do a colonoscopy, look from the bottom, and make sure you're not anemic and correct your blood loss.
Okay.
Have you been to the doctor at all on this, or are you just fighting it yourself?
I went before. You know, I got a $1,000 bill, and they couldn't tell me what was wrong with me. They said I didn't have an ulcer, and I didn't have hemorrhoids.
Did they put the tube down?
No, they just had me do a stool sample for them and take it into their lab.
But they didn't do a colonoscopy or upper endoscopy?
No.
Yeah, I don't know how they made this diagnosis. They're a lot smarter than I am.
And literally smoke and mirrors. So what does he do?
Do you have a doctor? Do you have an internist? You need a referral yesterday to a GI doctor. They're called gastroenterologists. And, you know, usually your family doctor. Do you have any doctor, Steve?
No.
You have nobody. Do you have a spouse or a relative, a brother or sister who has a good doctor?
Well, my brother-in-law is a doctor. I've been telling him about it.
All right. What kind of doctor is he? Is he a veterinarian?
A family doctor.
He's a family doctor. He must love you. What, you guys have a problem?
No, he lives a long ways away, but I just see him usually at Christmas.
Well, I wouldn't give him a present this year if he hasn't referred you yesterday.
Yeah, this is not a good situation.
Steve, this doesn't connect.
No, this is really bad. First of all, when I hear people say they've spent a lot of money and they don't want to keep spending money, it's an easy decision. You want to die? Or you want to spend some money that you may or may not have to figure out what the problem is. You have a serious problem. Anybody who's spewing blood out the rectum like you are and hasn't had it taken care of is nuts. I mean, that's as clear. You have a serious problem.
And a relative who's a family
and
doctor.
And you better do something about it because you'll bleed to death. That's where you got internal bleeding somehow or other. And enough of that blood will come out. You must be anemic now. And this is like, hello. How much of a wake-up call do you need? You need somebody to hit you over the head with a sledgehammer?
Are they going to collect your life insurance, Steve?
This is crazy.
This doesn't connect.
All right.
I don't know if he thinks it's as bad as it is, but I mean, like, the whole bowl's full of blood.
Yes. Call him up again today and tell him that I told you you need to see a GI doctor. Who would he recommend? Blame it on me, okay?
Yeah. You can tell him I said he was a jerk for not giving you better advice as a relative.
And I said don't give him a Christmas present
this
year.
All right. There's the story, Steve. Take good care. Hopefully you'll be well, and we'll be able to talk to you next year. You keep bleeding like that, and you won't be around long. How much common sense do you need? You know what? It's amazing even how bad we know health care is in this country and the health care system and insurance and the government and all that other stuff. My God, man, do you want to live or you want to die? This is a life or death. You bleed out of your rectum like that.
I'm glad we're here.
And you've got a real serious problem. And I don't understand people. I don't have a lot of money. Okay, so we'll come visit you at the cemetery. Because that's really what your
alternative
is.
It's all going to go for the plot.
Yeah. It's like, hello, craziness. And, you know, it brings me around to thinking about our talk about prostate problems. And we didn't address that because your prostate doesn't usually bleed. There's not a bleeding involved. The cancer that develops in prostates and the treatments for it don't usually lead to bleeding. Do they, Ken?
Well, sometimes you can pass some blood in the urine, but that's not typical. That often
it's not rectal blood.
That often suggests more of a bladder problem.
Yeah.
But often what you're seeing with symptoms like you're waking up in the night to run to the bathroom, you're running very often, you have feelings like you've got to go to the bathroom.
Right. It's front end, not back end.
Exactly.
Problems, even though your prostate is examined by a digital rectal exam. And never one of the most pleasant experiences that you'll have. But you know what? Another choice, as we were talking before, if you don't check your prostate, starting when you're in your mid-40s, whether it's to have the PSA test in your blood work every year with your annual physical. And again, people say, well, I don't have insurance, I'm not going to get a physical. You are stupid. If you don't get a physical every year, no matter whether you're a man or a woman, time you're in your 40s, you are just plain stupid. Because you can't tell yourself, you know, you have aches and pains. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes things creep up on you, and it's too late. That's the circumstances with people who get prostate problems. If you don't take care of it, you will have a problem with it more often than not, especially if you have it in your family.
Yes.
So why would you want to have the inability to be intimate, things like that? That's the practical front side of it. The easiest way to deal with this stuff is to do what Ken and I have been talking about for a long time, and that's take Super Beta Prostate, because it feeds with all natural ingredients your prostate, Ken.
Yes, this is nutrition for the prostate. It has medical evidence that it's safe and effective. Publication in the medical journal Lancet. All the doctors know that that's an outstanding medical journal. If you're a man 40 or older, this is vital that you understand the importance of a healthy prostate. If you want to continue to function sexually, if you want to have a good night's sleep and you're not running to the bathroom because you have to urinate. And women, if the guy won't do something, you love him, help him with the Super Beta prostate.
That's the way to do it. Get the women involved. It's all natural. You don't need a prescription. Millions of bottles have been sold, so you know it's trusted. Here are your choices. Keep on ignoring your prostate or become a new customer. Call in now and get your bottle of free Beta Prostate. Be smart and be on the phone. 800-607-7078. Call New Vitality for Beta Prostate. Handling charges all you pay. Free bottle now. 800-607-7078.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable
Canada,
in Massachusetts.
888-553-7536. Well, let's see. Let's have a debate about who we're going to talk to next.
Wherever you want to go.
Well, I think that we have lots of great questions from people. Keep it up, folks. This is a haven for those who want good, solid, sound, practical medical advice. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. It's 51 after the hour.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For details.
How's your heart? How's your health? How's your head? A lot of calls today, Ken, about people who have a head adjustment problem, and that happens. That's where the anxiety. And it's not a negative, I think.
Good calls today.
Well, the thing that really bothers me is the prejudice that still exists in our society for mental health. If you want to maintain your physical health, you have to have good mental health as well, because the mind predicates what's going on in your body, as is exemplified. If you're not going to go any further than what we're just talking about, the anxiety that comes from any panic situation, it shuts down your body. It can shut you down. And those who don't pay attention to that, or who shun going to see a professional who can help you sort out what's going on in your head, you go to a doctor to sort out what's going on, a physical doctor, a medical doctor, to go through what's going on in your body. Why wouldn't you go see someone who is an expert on your mind, or can be if he or she is given the chance?
Yeah, I think it's a lot better than it was 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, I think you're right, but it's still that.
There's still a scarlet letter associated with it.
Right, a stupid prejudice against it that is mind-numbingly, boringly, prejudicially foolish. That's pretty much hitting the nail on the head.
You know, if you break your toe, you're not going to blame yourself usually, unless usually you won't. If you're... If you're having mental illness problems, you know, don't blame yourself.
And then the mental illness even sounds pejorative. If you have you have something going on, there's a blockage there, like a blockage in the arteries to your heart. You got a blockage somehow or other, and how the chemical all of the research points to it being a chemical imbalance. You got something out of balance. That's why they give you various drugs to modify the chemical imbalance that you have that creates this anxiety. And if it's balanced out, you don't have. The difference between being anxious and not is a chemical level and a mismatch in your brain that needs to be corrected.
It's often a chemical issue. There's combinations about environment, chemistry. You want a doctor who's going to look at everything.
Yeah, and the serotonin that you can get over the counter at a health food store is a good place to start. That's my way of dealing with it, and it's worked. Here's Jean in Geneva, New York, next up with Dr. Ken. Hi, ma'am.
Hi. I have plugged ears, and it started with a flight a month ago. On a Monday, I made a flight, and then upon descending, I had excruciating pain. And by Friday, I had a flight again and had the same thing. And since then, they have been plugged. I've been to a doctor, and first they said I had pus in my ears and gave
me. Yes, you didn't rupture your tympanic membrane, your eardrum, did you?
I have no idea.
What did the doctor say?
Then I saw ear, nose, and throat,
okay.
And he said they were okay, but it might take weeks to get over this. Is that true?
Well, it depends what the reason was. So this was not the common reason why most of us have this problem. It wasn't earwax that was causing the plugging.
No.
Okay, so it sounds to me, did they mention something about a ruptured eardrum? Sounds to me like that's what happened here from the change in pressure, and then you really tortured yourself by doing it again.
Yes.
So,
well, he put some instrument in and said the one ear was better than the other and showed me on a graph.
And what was the diagnosis that he specifically gave you?
He didn't really say. He said this just happens, and it happens even to pilots. And it just takes weeks, sometimes weeks, to get over it.
Yeah, I think he told you everything. It sounds to me like you had a ruptured eardrum. It's a hole or tear in your eardrum. Mm-hmm. There's a thin drum-like tissue that separates your ear canal from your middle ear. And if you know, you can see it if you look in the mirror and just pull the bottom of your ear down a little bit. And that just sounds like it needs to heal.
Gene, I'm not being facetious with this question. Do you know what kind of a plane you were on?
Well, yeah, AirTram.
No, well, AirTram, okay, so it was a 717.
Uh-huh.
Oftentimes, the old McDonnell Douglas design, which is what the 717 is, I have the same problem when I'm on an MD-80, which is the same plane, a little bit longer. For whatever the reason, Boeing planes, and this sounds silly, uh-huh, but when I'm on a Boeing plane, I don't have the problem you've described. Invariably, when I'm on an Airbus or one of these old McDonnell Douglas planes, or that design, there's something that pops in my ear or gets plugged.
Let me help Gene just repair this. You want to keep your ear dry while it's hearing. You want to put some cotton ball with petroleum jelly in your ear when showering or bathing, and also refrain from cleaning your ears. Give it time to heal, and also avoid blowing your nose right now real hard.
There you go, Gene. Thank you. Good luck. The calls, we never are able to satiate all of your demands. Think of us next week early on when you have the opportunity to call. Think early, okay? That's the way to take care of it. Check out Dr. Ken and his website, drkenshow.com. The health newsletter, sign up for it there. Dr. Ken and all of his expertise at your service and on your side.